And now we welcome to the show President Bush's National Security Advisor, Dr. Condoleezza Rice. Dr. Rice, it's an honor and a privilege to have you on the show. Thank you.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Thanks for taking some time. I have so much I want to ask you. We have such little time. I want to get right to it. I'd like your reaction as the President's National Security Advisor to the recent developments in Russia and how they relate to the war on terror, because it seems to me that the Russians have been a little hesitant on backing us up in Iraq and other places. Is this a reminder that the threat we face is one the entire world faces, not just America?
It is absolutely a reminder that the terrorist, first of all, will do anything and use any means. I think we were all moved by the terrible pictures of these young children on what should have been a very happy day at the first day of school, and the brutality that the terrorist used against them and their families. It's a reminder of who we're fighting, it's a reminder of what we're fighting for, and it's a reminder that there can be no way to deal with this except through offense and through being very, very tough.
Do you expect or hope to have some increased cooperation from the Russians on this front now that they've confronted this on a very personal basis?
Well, in fact, with the exception of Iraq, where we obviously had our differences, we have had very good counterterrorism cooperation with the Russians. But I think the Russians have already said that they are going to have to become more integrated into the international effort against terrorism, and we will welcome their even deeper integration into that effort.
Dr. Rice, given developments in Iraq, and with Iraq being such a key issue in this presidential race, as you look back on our actions in Iraq and our liberation of the country, do you have any doubts that it was the right thing to do, given that WMD haven't been found and given the insurgency has been a little tougher, I think, than some people expected? Any doubts that this was the right thing to do?
I have absolutely no doubt that we did the right thing, that the president made the strategically right choice in going to finally overthrow Saddam Hussein. It had, after all, been 12 years of a brutal dictator who was an avowed enemy of the United States. People forget that we'd gone to war against him in 1991. We were really just in a state of suspended hostilities. He was shooting at our aircraft in the no-fly zone practically every day for almost 12 years. He had used weapons of mass destruction before, and he retained the capability to make them again, whether he had stockpiles or not. He had invaded his neighbors. He was truly a destabilizing force in the world's most unstable region, and something had to be done about Saddam Hussein. And now we have a chance to have a different kind of Iraq in a different kind of Middle East, and that will make the United States safer in the long run, though it's going to be difficult and hard work to get there.
Dr. Rice, there's been some criticism of the president by conservatives within the Republican Party, within the political spectrum, saying that Iraq is imperial overreach, that this isn't really what the founders intended for us to do, that we should not become an imperial power. How would you respond to those concerns?
Well, the United States, of course, is not an imperial power. When the United States has gone to liberate countries, it has been in the defense of freedom, and it has always made the United States safer. We don't live in an isolated world in which we can withdraw behind our shores and leave everybody to their own devices. We learned that in a very harsh way on September 11th when 19 men backed up by a shadowy organization that was operating out of Afghanistan, a failed state, caused the worst disaster on American soil in our history. And so the idea that we can somehow withdraw from the affairs of the world, that we have no stake in whether there is the spread of freedom, I think is just wrong. And we've learned that when freedom is on the march, America is more secure. And when freedom is in retreat, and when freedom is under attack, America is less secure. So we have no choice but to use American strength and influence to try and promote freedom, which promotes peace.
Dr. Rice, I want to get off the serious stuff for a moment and ask you a relatively lighthearted question, if I may. How's it feel to be a political superstar? And what I mean to say is that your name is often mentioned running for office in the future. We took a poll here on the station a while back, and there was some thought that Vice President Cheney might step aside for health reasons, and you rated very highly with our listeners as being a great vice president. It just seems to me that you occupy a position that few others in your position have in the past with the public, at least with those who are supporters of the president. Any thoughts on your popularity there?
Well, it's very nice, and I appreciate people's support very, very much. Of course, the president's put together a great team, and I've been very fortunate to be a part of a great team and to work for really a president who was called to do historic and difficult things and is doing them very, very well. But I still consider myself more than anything a professor. Will return one of these days to Stanford University, and unless Paul Tagliabue wants to step down from that NFL job, and then I'm ready.
Well, we're for it. We'll start a draft movement for you, because I can imagine as commissioner of the NFL you do a great job. And for what it may be worth, we had a chance to meet, which I'm sure you will not remember. You were here in Washington late in the campaign of 2000 at a Slade-Gordon campaign rally, and I got a chance to meet with you. I was the MC of that event, and I found you to be brilliant and charming. And let me just say, there are a lot of us out here, Dr. Rice, very glad that you are where you are and that the adults are in charge and running this country. We feel much safer because of it, and America stronger due to it as well.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks to your support and all the support of all the listeners.
All right. Thanks very much, Dr. Rice. You have a great day.
Thank you.